This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, U.S. gold medal champion is actually proud of her country. That story right after this short message.
All around the world, poverty is stealing choices from kids. It's time to give those choices back. Introducing Chosen, World Vision's new invitation to sponsorship. For the first time, kids have the power to choose their own sponsors. Now the choice is theirs. The choice to take hold of their future. And even the choice to step into a life-changing relationship with you. Learn more at worldvision.org/chosen.
Olympic history was made on Tuesday, August 3rd, when American wrestler Tamara Mensah-Stock became the first black woman and second woman to win a gold medal in women's wrestling for the United States. To reach her final match, Mensah-Stock had to overcome extremely challenging opponents, the 2016 Rio Olympic champion Sarah Dosha of Japan, as well as the 2018 Ukrainian world champion, and then the final match against the 10-time African champion Blessing Aboru-Dodo of Nigeria. Tamara overpowered her final opponent 4-1 to win the gold medal, but what is garnering her the most attention is her emotional interview after winning. She was draped in an American flag when a reporter asked her, "How does it feel to represent your country like this?" The 28-year-old champion replied, "It feels amazing. I love representing the U.S. I love living there. And I'm so happy to get to represent USA. I love it." In response to a question about her being nervous, she replied, "It's by the grace of God I'm even able to move my feet. I just leave it in God's hands, and I pray that all the practice my coaches put me through pays off every single time. It does. I get better and better, and it's so weird that there's no cap to the limit that I can do. I'm excited to see what I have next." Congratulations to Tamara Mensah-Stock on becoming a gold medal champion. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from others' journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast as well as many more Spirit-filled podcasts on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News podcast, One Story, Well Told. For more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John Matarazzo. God bless you.